This is Dr. Bond with Dr. Bond Health. Today I'm going to talk about a very important topic is daylight saving time. To me, it's the New Year resolution. It's time for a change. It's taking advantage of the sun. A lot of people think that New Year resolution is really starting on January 1st. I'm going to make a New Year resolution. I'm going to try to lose weight. And I'm going to increase my activity, and I'm going to be cutting back on my calories, and I'm going to start losing weight. But what you really see is that most of the time when these things happen, it's really the change during the daylight saving time. In other states, it might be different, but in California, it's usually in March. So in March, the spring forward. They're more daylight time. Well, in the fall, usually in November, you fall backward and you lose an hour. So in spring, you spring forward, you gain an hour. Fall, you fall backward and you sort of lose that hour of daylight time. That's what I mean. And so when this happened, there's really some changes that I want you to see. Is that one is that during the time in March when it's spring forward, so that means that you have more daylight during the day. And what happened is that you want to take advantage of that. The reason I call that really the New Year resolution is that the sunlight corresponds really more for your body to increase activity. So think about how before we have all the technology with the electricity, you can have light any time of the day. But when you notice is that before we had all these invention, all these things, what we find is that during the late fall to winter, there's less sunlight, so the body sort of cue itself that there's food is going to be scarcity, right? They're not going to be hunting for animal because a lot of the animal might be hibernating. They might be sort of trying to avoid activity. And so what you find is that the people have a hard time finding food. So the body have to find a way to store food. And so what you find is that the insulin level tend to be higher during the winter. And we talked about before is that insulin is really the only one hormone that bring in and store the blood sugar and allow the cell to use and use that sugar to store it as fat. Because fat can be used during the winter to be able to utilize when you're not hunting and you're not gathering food and you're not out there accumulating food because the weather have changed. So most time could be people in caves or they could be in environment where they have to conserve a lot of the food that they have normally in the spring and summer. So you find that the insulin tend to be more resistant. There's going to be higher insulin level. You're going to store more body fat. And it's not uncommon to see people gain weight from anywhere from 5 to 7 pounds during the late fall and winter. And a lot of people equate that to being, hey, it's because the fact that there's Halloween with all these candy that my kids getting and buying and bringing home, or there's Thanksgiving, there's a lot of different feasts with the family, and then you have multiple Christmas party or these winter party or Christmas party that people have at work leading to Christmas, and then you have the New Year party, and it lead to like at least 3 months that accumulate over time, and that's how people gain weight. But actually, in actuality, is that your body designed a system knowing that the sunlight have decreased and that the vitamin D gets lower, the near infrared that goes into the body and through the eye and produces more of of melatonin and affect people's sleep. So people tend to sleep a little bit earlier in the winter. They tend to store more fat. The activity, once you trigger more insulin, you'll find that you're going to be more sluggish, more tired as well. So in the winter, it tend to affect us that way. Now, you move forward in the spring, What you tend to see is that people tend to be more active. They're outdoors. There's more sunlight that's out there, and with more sunlight, you get more vitamin D. Right, the sun triggered the skin, convert cholesterol into preformed vitamin D in the liver, and then convert to vitamin D in the kidney. It brings in calcium. The calcium then allow other nutrient to open up and come into the body, and so that's the one the benefit that you see. The insulin also lowers or more sensitive in the spring. So people, since the insulin's lower, people are more active. You don't feel like you're more tired in a storage mode. So people tend to be more active. They do more yard work. They do more activity with children. They play more sport. They work out more. And then you find that with that, the hunger tend to be to decrease more. Because they're less insulin, the insulin doesn't pull the sugar and try to store it. It allows the body to utilize a lot of the stored energy in glycogen and, in addition, store energy of fat. And in spring, people tend to do better. I also have a patient that feels like there's something that changed. You know, I had a patient, she's in her mid-50s, and during the winter, she's like, wow, I can't lose weight. I do so well during the year. I lost his weight. I feel good. I'm using strategy that, you know, we talked about, called the reset program that I've done before. I do really well, but in the winter it's really hard. In addition, a lot of my female hormones are affecting me. Like I have much more night sweat, temperature changes. I feel more, a little bit more depressed, not myself. Don't feel that sort of that vigor, you know, that they have. And she said, all of a sudden, when they have the daylight saving time, when you have to spring forward, she felt like something had changed. Like she didn't have those, a lot of night sweats. She didn't have a lot of those mood feeling keeping her down. She felt like the weight started coming off a bit. And she's like, there's something that just changed all of a sudden. I just feel a lot better. And I said, it's because you're getting a lot more sunlight. And as that happened, it really changed the person's mood because it changes the hormone, which also then changed the neurotransmitter. When we talk about the brain, the brain chemistry and the brain health, and people tend to sleep better, they're more active, and they start to feel better. And at that time, people are more, they see more changes and more results, more willing to make changes on what they eat. They tend to go to do more exercise and do more activity with themselves or their adults, their children, I mean. And the stress level tend to decrease. The problem with the people that tend to get the most trouble are the shift worker, where they're working during the time that it's dark, and during the day they have to sleep, and so they miss out on a lot of sunlight. So people who do shift work tend to have a lot more medical illnesses, diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure issue, hyperlipidemia, and it's because you're causing the circadian rhythm in your body. Instead of being 24 hours, it might be 25 hours. And not having the sunlight and cueing your body in, it really affects your overall health. So I see that on a regular basis for a patient. And I always recommend to them is that I don't recommend shift work. If as you get older, you really need to shift that, so that's really a young person's game, right? Doing shift work. When I was an emergency physician, I was doing mainly night shift, and I was doing that, you know, for probably about 10 or so years, and it never bothered me. I was in my 30s. The moment I was in my 40, again, close to my 40, I was like, no, can't do it. So now, before I did, like, one time I did out of 30 days, I did 20 shifts, night shift in a row, and it wasn't a big deal. I had to combine all those shifts together because I wanted to take a vacation. My wife, we didn't have kids back then, and it was just like, go, 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 and it was no big deal. Now, the thought of doing a night shift, like, oh no, can't do it. It's just your body can't tolerate that. You get older. Once you're in your 40, we talked about your growth hormones already decreasing. testosterone decreasing. For women, they have testosterone drop, but you also have the estrogen dominance, which estrogen progesterone is a big problem. The stress hormone cortisol start to rise, so increasing more fat cell, but also increasing more insulin. So all these things are affecting it, and then start affecting your thyroid. So even though the thyroid number might be okay, the TSH that they always measure, but the function of thyroid start to decrease. And so people start to notice at noon or so like that, by the time 3 o'clock, they need a nap. They're tired, they're exhausted, right? So what I'm telling you on here is that I like to take walks in the morning, and in the morning there's some benefit to that, in that the near infrared can bounce up tree, grass, and it goes past into the retina, and it produces melatonin. And it produces, for some of the research talk about, it produces more melatonin in the pineal gland that people assume that produce most melatonin. Melatonin is known to help with sleep, but it's also have shown that potentially can be very good for help prevent the cancer cells, which is your own cell that didn't die and doesn't have a control. So melatonin is very important to that. So imagine if you're a night shift worker, you're probably going to have a lot less melatonin because your exposure to near infrared light is a problem. You live in country that do not have a lot of sunlight, you're not going to have a lot of near infrared that produces that, in addition to vitamin D, which to me, we talked about before, is a happy hormone. So you get a lot of different benefits that there's no way that you can otherwise. And that's why Mother Nature have created a system where, in order for you to make the happy hormone vitamin D, is exposure to sunlight, right? But you have to be outside to be able to do that. And in addition, people put like way too much environmental toxin in a form of sunscreen, especially those that have a lot of environmental toxin with it. That's a big problem. You know, that's why I use one, the brand name I use, Akula. It doesn't have those environmental toxins. And if you want to know more about environmental toxin, look up an app called Think Dirty and just scan all the product that you see in the store. You know, makeup, shampoo, toothpaste, all those stuff, and it'll rate it for you. And so in this case, what we're talking about is more sunlight, more daylight, you can benefit lot more, but you have to be outside. You have to be able to spend more time outdoors. So it always concerns me that kids are indoor a lot. You know, growing up, I spent a lot of time outdoor. You know, whether, you know, I'm mowing the lawn down the street to make a little bit of money, delivering paper out, playing football, basketball, you know, all these different sports that we do, it's always outdoor. Now with the invention of a lot of TV, a lot of games, a lot of kids are indoor. And it really, you can see how it affects a lot of their hormones, but all a lot of the neurochemistry in their brain. And the body was not made to do that, to spend a lot of time indoor, right? That's something that with the invention of the homes and all the different shade, and then people becoming afraid of the sun, which to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense, you know. And you know, some people are afraid of cancer, from skin cancer. It'll be a topic that we'll talk about, and I'll show you a lot of the review article that talks about those things and what's really correct and what's not correct, right? I got another example of a male that was, you know, during the winter, was gaining a lot of weight, to feel tired, and started having liver fatty, non-alcohol liver disease. A lot of joint pain, used to be an athlete. And so now he began to see, wow, my liver enzymes are all out of whack. I have more triglyceride in my lipid panel, and my HDL is lower. I'm gaining more weight. I'm having more pain. I'm feeling more depressed. And during the mid-afternoon, I'm exhausted. So I was talking to him about the change, and he said, yeah, I'm going to make that change. And it was the time when we had the daylight same time. So since then, it's been about a little more than a month, and he saw much improvement. He says, feel like a new person, and it's that change that you use with the right timing really affected him, And he felt like, hey, this is something that's important to me. So I want to be people be aware that there's certain time that you really want to take advantage of the longer days, and you want to take advantage of how you can improve the ability to get outside. And I always talk about if you're doing a lot of cardio, like running and walking and trying to lose weight on elliptical, it's not going to happen, right? It's a lot of time you have to increase the muscle by using resistance training. That's what increases the muscle mass. That's what burns the fuel, because your cardiac output is not going to be enough to be able to burn the fuel that you need. But the fact that you're out there playing golf, playing, doing all these activity with the interaction with the sunlight, that's important. And that to me shows a lot of reward that comes with it. You feel better, you're more energized, then you're more willing to make other changes in your food, changes in what product you're buying, that you put on your body, you know, how your interaction with your family, interaction with your colleagues, interaction with everything in life, you know, so it makes it very unique in a way that it improved your quality of life. So those are two example people that I see on a regular basis, but I get my kids away from inside the house. I know I make them do a lot of math homework, and they do a lot of different work, but they do reading stuff, but I try to get them outside. Whether we go to on a walk together, we do some sprints together, we go out and practice some golf together, I get them outside. The activity had to be outside starting spring, and get as much as we can until they start changing in November. Okay? And so that's an important concept that you want to see the daylight saving time. So in March, you want to maximize it. In November, you're going to see that there's going to be less light. So I always talk about, hey, at that time frame, make sure I'm increasing my vitamin D, three and K2 supplementation. I also increase, make sure I do my magnesium, which is important because it also helps to regulate the blood pressure, but it also helps to control the mood, the anxiety that people tend to have. I try to increase as much activity as I can. And a lot of time I go to different facility to get some near infrared light, so I have my own at home. Even my sauna uses near infrared light, and I try to use that 3 times a week in the winter time to try and maximize it. And my wife and I walk every morning. For me, rain or shine, I walk every morning with my dogs from, you know, 8 o'clock on. Some people like to walk a little bit earlier, but I try to get out early in the mornings I can. And when the kids come home, we try to get out outside, do some activity outside. It's going to regulate your hormones. As you get older, it's going to impair your hormones for sure. And then the next part is that it's going to affect the brain chemistry, which I'm going to talk a little bit more, because brain health is so important for every single one of us. So don't think that you can't control certain aspect of the different season. There's time to take advantage of it, and there's time in the late fall and winter to incorporate certain things that will help defend against some of these lack of light. But getting into a mood and brain health issue, and also metabolic issues. So all those things we have to think about in the late fall and winter. And then in the spring, summer, we got to take advantage of being outside. So this is Dr. Bond with this is Dr. Bond with Dr. Bond Health. Daylight saving time is the new year resolution. Have a wonderful day.